The latest poll shows millionaire former medical executive Rick Scott leading his GOP opponent, Attorney General Bill McCollum, 44-31%. Another poll shows Sink, Florida's chief financial officer, trailing Scott by 10 percentage points if the two were to square off in November. But most people also said they could change their minds before the August primary. Today, Sink said she's not too concerned with numbers at the moment.
The polling numbers are just going to be all over the place. I think two different polls came out just in the last 2 days. There will probably be three or four more next week. What it proves is that this is going to be a very competitive race, and I believe Floridians are starting to pay attention to who they want to have as their next governor.
Sink also said today that this year is an odd one for politics. You have the oil disaster, the Tea Party, Senate Bill 6, then there's that Senate race. But there may be an even bigger thorn in the side of the former bank executive who's hoping to become Florida's first female governor. His name is Lawton Bud Childs III, who's thrown his hat into the gubernatorial ring as an independent. But Sink said it's the message that matters and not who's running against her.
My approach to this year is to be sure that Floridians hear my voice, that they hear my voice and my plans. And they know about my business plan, about my plan for the economy, because what Floridians care about right now, they care about jobs, they care about their kids' school and the education system. And that's what you're going to hear me talk about for the next 5 months, and give the voters an opportunity to hear my voice, and I'm confident they'll vote for me when they get to November the 2nd.
Keith Bailey, a Republican, asked Sink if she'd rather run against Scott or McCollum in the general election. Her answer?
Actually, because there's such an active Republican primary, it's brought a lot more attention. People now know there is a governor's race this year, which pleases me to no end. But whoever the Republicans choose, whoever you choose, is fine with me, because I have a real vision for the kind of state that I believe the people of Florida want.
Bailey later said he wasn't exactly floored by that response. But he may opt for Sink if Scott, whose former company, Hospital Corporation of America, paid a record $1.7 billion fine on fraud charges, gets the GOP nod.
Possibly. Of course, it depends on who her opponent is. I mean, and I really would have a hard time voting for Rick Scott because of his ethical issues when he was with the hospital corporation. So I'd have a hard time voting for him. So I would probably, in that particular case, I might very likely, but I don't know that yet.
If Sink and Scott did become their party's respective nominee, that would mean both the Republican and Democratic gubernatorial candidates were once corporate executives. Sink, who is former president of Florida operations at Bank of America, said Tallahassee was in bad need of reform, in part because of special interests. One audience member asked her if her former employer had any lobbyists in the capital during her tenure. She said yes. His name was Mike Fields, and he's well known in Tallahassee. But it's not what you think.
And his important role for me as the chief executive of my company was to keep me informed of legislation in Tallahassee, and so that I could ensure that there was very fair legislation.
Most of Sink's answers to audience questions fell pretty squarely within the parameters one might expect of a fiscally conservative Democrat. She wants to beef up public transit in Florida. She wants to see campaign finance reform. She sees places in Florida's budget where $700 million could be cut, and she'd reinvest that money in education. But gay marriage? Not so much.
I don't support gay marriage. I think that's entirely a religious decision that individuals could make. I do support civil unions.
When it came to gay adoption, she said the issue warranted more of a case-by-case approach. But Sink's take on gay marriage was enough to change Ann Donnelly's mind.
I came here as a supporter of Alex Sink, and after her bigotry towards gays, I won't vote for her.
But Donnelly's friend, Irma Donahoe, said she was quite impressed with Sink.
And I'm so glad I came today, because although I've rather liked Alex Sink, I never listened to a speech by her, really didn't know very much about her. But I liked her answers to everything so well that I'm not only going to vote for her, I'm going to try to get out some of the vote for her.
USF student Christian Haas said he wasn't impressed with anything Sink said, but that given the current political climate, he's not surprised that the Democrats didn't push out a more liberal candidate.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I understand is when the Democrats are not favored the Democratic Party is not going to push out their best politician to run for a high office. So I can understand why maybe the most qualified aren't really running, because they don't want to waste their political clout, I guess is what you would call it.
But Wendy Pacer disagrees. She said she wants to help spread the word about the Democratic frontrunner.
I was really excited about our message, and we definitely will be supporting Alex Zink. I'm telling all the teachers that we're going to be sunk if we don't get Alex Zink in the governor's office.
From Clearwater, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.